More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you here on WILS tonight. 250,000 Americans die every year from medical mistakes. We'll hear from a neurosurgeon who's retired doing that. Now he's become a malpractice attorney. He'll tell us what you should do if you feel your doctor has made a mistake and is lying to you. We'll also hear from a UC Berkeley student who was beaten during that practical riot that occurred there on campus when Milo Yiannopoulos was planning to speak, never got to speak after rioters took over. But let's begin with just an absolutely historic day today. President Trump holding a press conference like one we've never seen before, going after specifically CNN. Cliff Kincaid is with us, director of Accuracy and Media Center for Investigative Journalism, AIM.org. Cliff, great to have you on WILS.
Good to be with you, Michael.
I want to start with this, some clips. Let's start with the first clip. He talked about just the tone of the reporting about him, specifically on CNN, but other outlets too. Here it is.
The tone, Jim. If you look, the hatred. You look at your show that goes on at 10 o'clock in the evening. That is a constant hit. The panel is almost always exclusive anti-Trump. The good news is he doesn't have good ratings. And the hatred and venom coming from his mouth. I watch it. I see it. I'm amazed by it.
Now, he was talking to CNN's White House correspondent, Jim Acosta. The guy at 10, I believe, is Don Lemon there on CNN. Do you watch that show yourself, Cliff?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Do you agree with the president's assessment?
I think, generally speaking, he's right. It's amazing to me how any, quote, conservatives can appear on any of these CNN shows when they are really just props. I'm thinking of people like Mary Catherine Hamm, who are supposed to provide window dressing of a conservative point of view. In general, Trump's right. These panels are stacked. The conservatives who appear are wimps. They have no backbone. They don't defend the president, and that's why it's up to the president to defend himself.
I mean, he's talking about venom and hatred. Is it really that deep?
Well, yeah, when you think about it, I mean, remember, CNN is the outlet that came up with the fake news about the Russian dossier. This was the infamous document from the intelligence community that made all kinds of outlandish sexual charges about Trump. None of it's been proven. None of it appears to be true. And then on top of breaking that story, quote, breaking that story, just the other day, CNN was back with more fake news claiming that parts of the dossier of no significance at all were somehow now corroborated by some still secret sources. I mean, this goes on and on again. No wonder Trump's so just incredulous.
Well, I should note, Cliff, that their ratings are actually up over the last month or so. Is he feeding into that in some way?
Well, they're up because everybody's interested in Trump. I mean, he puts on a good show. You got to admit that. And he gets good ratings. Look, people may watch it. They want to be entertained, but they're not believing what they hear from the media. Trump himself pointed out today that there's a new Rasmussen poll that finds him his approval up at 55%. There was a poll the other day, I think, from maybe it wasn't Pew, maybe it was another one, finding that Trump has more credibility than the media.
Okay, so when he does this confrontation in public, and I mean, does this help him in any way to do this?
Oh, I think so. I mean, he really gave it to him. I think he strikes a chord with the American people. Mm-hmm. You see, I don't think most people are really concerned about what's in this Russian dossier. They are more concerned, as Trump seems to be, with the fact that anonymous sources are making some extraordinary allegations against the president of the United States.
But Cliff Kincaid with us with the Accuracy and Media Center. But Cliff, we do have Republicans now that want investigations into this connection, alleged connection between Russians and the Trump campaign during the election. How problematic is that going to end up being?
Oh, look, you're always going to find some Republicans, just like the so-called conservatives on the CNN shows, who are going to go along and say, yeah, this is pretty serious. We better look into it. But look at what Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, is doing. He's looking at the illegal leaks. And on that point, Trump is exactly right. These are criminal activities. Now, think about the magnitude of this, Michael. We just had an election. Trump is the elected president. And yet we've got these unelected bureaucrats and intelligence officials basically trying to destroy him.
Yeah, but Trump, you know, the Democrats say, look, this is part of being the president, you're going to have to deal with leaks. So Obama dealt with it also, and nothing new here. What do you say to that?
Well, there are leaks, and then there are leaks, as Trump himself pointed out today. When you have leaks from WikiLeaks about what Hillary is saying, that's one thing. Those were not classified. We're talking in the case of Michael Flynn about intercepted communications apparently done by the NSA and the CIA. These are highly classified. These are supposed to reveal sources and methods. What happened to the media about a couple of years ago when Edward Snowden went public expressing concern about the surveillance state?
Now, do you think Michael Flynn, do you think he ended up leaving primarily because of the reaction we saw in the press? Was that the driver?
Well, it was a big mistake, in my opinion, on the part of Donald Trump to let him go when there's still, it's still not clear. Nobody, I mean, that I know has seen these, quote, transcripts. We don't know exactly what he said or what he remembered about conversations with the Russian ambassador. But, you know, this is the kind of thing I remember. I was here in the 80s with Iran-Contra under Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Sharks are in the water, and it's the blood of Michael Flynn. They're circling, and Trump better understand who he's up against. Based on the news conference today, he does.
So when he let him go, did he neutralize that story, or is that going to gain some steam, you think?
Well, he's, you know, he's fighting for his political life. I mean, he really is. If he hadn't let go of Flynn, I think he would have been on solid ground. But see, when the media sees something like this happen, and again, this is all based on anonymous sources. Nobody's really seen the transcripts of the wiretapped conversations. Mm-hmm. The media, again, taste blood. And that's, ooh, look, Trump came out fighting today, but this is just the first round.
Cliff Kincaid with us here on WILS. So this is how Donald Trump predicted the reporting would be on the press conference that occurred today.
Now, they'll take this news conference. I'm actually having a very good time, okay? Tomorrow, they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people. But, I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. But tomorrow, the headlines are going to be, Donald Trump rants and raves.
You know, so he's predicting the tone of the reporting. He called them dishonest people. Is this going to get him anywhere in terms of dealing with the press?
You know, he's a pretty good media critic, media analyst, I have to say, because he's right. You can predict this. We do it all the time at Accuracy in Media. You can tell what they're going to say because they have a certain narrative. They all believe the same thing. Trump's in on it. Mm-hmm. He understands what they're up to.
He's calling them very dishonest people. Is that correct? Is that appropriate to call them?
Well, I think in the case of CNN, yeah, because as I say, citing the so-called Russian dossier, they quote, break the story without giving you the salacious details. Then they come back just about a week ago saying, oh, we've confirmed some of these details in the dossier. Not the wild sex charges, but dates and names, even though there weren't any dates and names in the original document. I mean, it's just, you know, they create this panic and they create this crisis atmosphere. And it almost leaves you breathless. But we understand what they're doing, and so does Trump.
Is this about ratings then, or did they genuinely want him to leave office?
Oh, I think they want to destroy him. They want to impeach him. Because, look, he shocked them. He proved that they were wrong in their predictions. They all thought Hillary was going to be coronated.
But what about the ratings? When they benefit so much, certainly financially, by his presidency, how does that affect their decision-making?
Well, I just think that clearly, I mean, I've never had a show on CNN or even on Fox or any of the other networks, but you and I know they check the overnight ratings. And, yeah, they're going to have a good time. But I think in the end, maybe people will tune in to watch the show, to watch the fireworks, but they're not believing these people. You know, it's that old saying, don't believe the liberal media. People believe Trump, not CNN.
Are you going to watch CNN tonight to see their take on it?
Oh, look, I sometimes have better things to do, like spending time with my family.
Really? That's so that's a no. You're not curious, though, to see how they're going to eviscerate him tonight?
Oh, look, in this day and age, you can always check the day after. I am working on a story about CNN and this fake news and the dossier. So, look, in our business at Accuracy and Media, when we got to monitor all these different outlets, sometimes I pick and choose. The remote always comes in handy.
Cliff Kincaid, director of the Accuracy and Media Center for Investigative Journalism. Find him online, aim.org, A-I-M. .org. Cliff Kincaid. Cliff, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
My pleasure, Michael.